Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hello, welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. Hope you guys all had a good 4th of July. Casey, ow. Danny, what did you guys do this 4th of July weekend?
What did I do? I drank like 2.5 bottles of wine and tried
a
to...
A day.
Yeah, no.
Same
yeah,
for the entire weekend.
Literally,
I speak
and just
for
like,
myself.
Tried to be like, is anyone in love with me? And no. But the wine was good. Like literally, you know, when you have that glass of wine,
oh
you're like,
oh my God.
You take a sip, you're like, oh, everyone loves me here. And then you have the other glass and you're like, no. So that was my
and
fourth.
You're like, why does everyone hate me?
It was my Independence
Day. Oh my God. I was going to say, it's your freedom. God. Do what you want. Do what you want.
What'd you guys do?
I was in San Francisco. I did the shows with Jared
and I
got to hang out with the Pop and we actually did wineries in Napa and stuff like that. I went to a Giants game. Shows were really great. A couple of you, I'm so sorry, I can't remember your name off the top of my head, but there were a couple of you that came up to me after the shows and said that you loved the podcast and that just warmed my little black heart. It was so sweet.
That's so cool.
I love I liked somebody tagged us in the picture something R red something.
I reposted it on the story.
You guys are great. That was really fun to see a couple faces in real life.
That's so
thank
so
you
fun.
For coming, even if it was just not for me exactly for the whole show. I still appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. I went to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Your really story
did you
were
enter?
Wild.
Were you competing?
Oh my God. No, I was not competing. Oh.
It's so sick.
Maybe next year.
It's honestly crazy to watch them just like like pile drive hot dogs down
literally.
Their throats.
Yeah, it's just like hand to face.
Hand to face.
Hot dogs. HGF, 71 yeah. in 10 minutes. That was winner Joey Chestnut's winning score. That wasn't even his personal best.
78?
No, 74 was his personal best.
Oh my God.
But what he got 71.
What does he do the other 364 days of the
well,
year?
Well, honestly, train? These people all
I get,
competitive
like,
eat.
Deep throat?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. If I
maybe. Probably.
So should I enter? Okay.
Sarah, that's how you get boys to like you. You eat 74 hot dogs.
She's like, why'd you leave
don't
the bar?
You know?
Look, I'm still going.
It only takes 10 minutes, okay?
Like you go to a wine bar, you're just like, hi, can I just have the Pinot Noir and 72 hot dogs?
Thank you so much. Oh God, what wine bar is that? Sign me up.
Yeah, we'll open it.
Hot dogs and wine?
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
Amazing.
We're classy here.
Oh yeah, the classiest.
So we've gotten very classy.
You know, when you start with cheese on a donut, you only go up.
Honestly, true. Cheese on a donut, 74 hot dogs. Which is worse? I don't know.
I don't know.
Have this
hot
video
dogs
that
worse.
I want to show you guys though, and I kind of want to put it on our stories. So my dad lives on this like cul-de-sac, right? And there's like kids and things like that. But I guess last year for 4th of July, his neighbor's brother or cousin got some like illegal fireworks or whatever.
Oh boy.
And one of them totally didn't shoot up into the sky. This video is wild because you're like watching it. You're like, okay. And it's just, I'm going to show it to you guys and I'm going to post it. But it's kind of amazing. And it's just like a typical like 4th of July. Like there, thank God, like the whole neighborhood didn't burn
happened?
On fire. It exploded. Think of a sky firework on the ground.
Okay.
So you mean a firework on the? I like how you call it a
I'm
sky
like,
firework,
as opposed
like,
to
no as a ground fire.
It's a sky firework. It's on down more to the ground. It's sky. I want
so
to show it to you guys.
What happens every single time anyone tries to use illegal fireworks at home?
Exactly. But it's like seeing it up close and like hearing this noise. You're just like, this is like, thank God that everybody still has.
And like a cul-de-sac
fingers.
Where there's only. Like targets
and these kids were reckless with fire. They were like pouring alcohol on the ground and lighting it up by Me and my dad were sitting there with wine, and we were just like, this is the greatest 4th of July we have ever had.
Okay, I feel like they kind of deserved it.
It was amazing. It was
pouring alcohol on the ground.
I made them send me the video because I was like, I need to put this on Twitter because it is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you should.
It's so silly. So I'll have you guys, because Sarah and Danny, you're way better with captions than I am. So let's viral. Let's make it viral.
We'll go viral, guys.
Let's go viral.
We're going viral.
I guess we have a couple before the case. We have a couple fun documentaries that are coming out that we want to talk about.
And I mean, we want to talk about them. And I know a lot of people want to talk about them because I feel like they've been everyone has Instagram, does all I think the same few documentaries, which is great because I think then we know what we're covering.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. First of all, how do you guys have the time to watch things immediately when they come out? I don't understand. People are like, Sarah, did you watch this documentary that came out 10 minutes ago? And I'm like, no, I have a job.
I'm like, no, I'm moisturizing. It takes 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you guys have time for this shit? I'm impressed, but jealous.
You love the crime. I know. Oh. I wish I didn't. I love TV, and I have to wean myself off of it.
I know. But so the ones that we want to talk about is the Michelle Carter documentary. Does anyone remember the title? It's on HBO.
Spoiler alert, this episode is not about this, but we're just talking about these in general.
No, but so we'll probably talk about this later. It's called I Love You Now, Die.
I Love You Now, Die. It should be called Eyebrows That Kill.
Yeah. Have you guys? Danny with just literally spit out his drink.
Have you seen? I mean, I don't want to make fun of. Listen, I don't want to eyebrow shame, but it's wild.
Eyebrow shaming is not a thing.
I'm a die for you. Yeah.
We can eyebrow shame. Okay. Yeah. Listen, if I could grow mine as full as hers appear to be.
It's also that they're a totally different color from her hair.
Yeah.
It's she really, it's funny because I remember writing this article that Lifetime cast Bella Thorne to play Michelle Carter.
Oh. Really?
And everyone was like, but Cara Delevingne though? Every single person was like, what?
Who's now potentially engaged.
Oh, really?
Oh, to Ashley Benson?
Yeah.
Wait, how did you find that out? Okay, send me that later. Okay. I'll do an article on it tomorrow.
It's just a text message. I don't really want to send you my friend's text messages, but Cara just told me that. It's the whole thing.
Okay, cool. No big deal.
But Cara D, I call her Cara D.
Yeah. I call her CD,
I call her D Baby G Funk. What? Oh my God. I'm so old.
CDPO, yeah.
So Cara Delevingne should have played her. Agree.
Yeah. Should her. What's and then we have the Gypsy Rose one on
Gypsy
Oxygen.
Rose one.
Yes. It's called Killer Couples, I think.
Is it a killer couples episode?
Yes, it's a two-part special on Oxygen.
It comes out,
It comes out Saturday and Sunday, I believe, the 15th.
But it's the first time that Nicholas Gotijan has spoken out, and I need to see this freak
show. It's not the first time. He's spoken to ABC News.
In my heart, it's the first time Nicholas Gotijan.
Cara Delevingne just texted me. It is the first time he's spoken out.
Like the Cara DG Funk Money Funk.
What?
Okay, so both of those we want you guys to watch.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about them at some point, but not immediately. So
we have more moon landings to cover, guys.
Yes, moon landing. Yes, but it's not a waste of our time
if we all watch together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let's play a game.
Okay.
This one of our followers suggested. It was really
so
fun.
Genius. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of playing our super secret serial killer trait, what is the habit that you would get murdered for? And I don't mean what if I mouthed off to someone and they got mad and shot me? What is your habit that a serial killer would target you for? I can go first.
Go first.
Mine is pretty easy.
Sarah's thought long and hard about this.
I know. I literally was like, what would it be? Oh, yeah. It took me no time.
Yeah.
Hopefully no serial killers are listening to this.
Rate and subscribe. Yeah. And,
tell us what we're missing about your personality.
Yes. Yeah.
We love it.
Okay. Mine is that I literally eat the same meal for breakfast and lunch every single day. And I've been doing this for years. So breakfast is a hard-boiled egg. Also coffee. And then
no wonder you're not in jeggings. I mean, what the fuck is it?
And then for lunch, I have this Greek salad that I make myself that's basically just chopped up vegetables and feta cheese and olives.
Every day?
Every.
But dinner, you go crazy?
I mean, dinner, I'll alternate between salmon or a turkey burger or
you're
so some
healthy.
Various
I know.
Stuff.
What?
I know. God.
I don't like to cook, so that kind of helps.
I'm broke,
so I think that helps. But that's
for the
totally
same stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it would be really easy to poison me, I feel like.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, on a sidebar, I was thinking, what if we start calling our fans super secret serial killers?
Ooh.
We
could.
Is that offensive?
If we called you all serial killers,
well,
would
you know how
is that a deal breaker?
Hey, I don't know. Taylor Swift
deal breaker.
Taylor Swift has her Swifties, and
we
Lady
have our
Gaga.
Serial killers.
I guys, DM us and let us know if you are into this. I think you are. I'm speaking for all 20,000 of you on Instagram.
Maybe.
I'm just going to float the idea. You guys clearly don't like it.
No, I'm into it.
I was trying to think of something because with the title of our thing, like they do like the beehive and stuff like that. The beehive.
Right.
We should just be that.
We could. Let's just have the beehive.
There are really fun people to piss off, I've heard.
Oh my God. People are so wild.
Oh my God.
I have a thing where I don't know if it's necessarily a serial killer would kill me, but okay, we've talked about my irrational fear of pigeons. Mm-hmm. When they are in front of me, I will dive into streets without looking. So I feel like I'm going to get hit by a car one day, or if a serial killer were to just come into my house with pigeons,
just release a flock of pigeons.
I would be paralyzed.
Okay.
I would, if there was a pigeon in my home where I rest my head,
<You'd jump out.
laughs> I would fly. I would burn the house down with myself in it.
Wow.
Not to
foreshadow. Get you on a ski lift and then release a pigeon. Oh, got it.
Oh, Sarah just planned to.
Yeah, I just can't play in case.
Sarah. That's our super secret serial killer.
Sarah, could you live with it?
She's so angry because she's only had a hard boiled egg today. Yeah. She's like, I'm a killer
and
bitch for carbs.
Some olives. Yeah. Give her the damn olives.
It's surprisingly filling.
mine would be like, I can't go to sleep hungry. So, and the thing where it's like, if I'm like drinking and I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm just like, wait. And I don't really grocery shop. So I always go to my bodega in every state of mind I could possibly be. It's literally Colors of the Wind. Yeah. And then I just go in there. And like, so someone could just like stab me on my walk there. It's a walk and a half away though.
Okay. Yeah. Because you'd be like, but so like, invested in like your food.
No, I'm just always like, friend, try. Like, I always like think I'm like flirting with them in a way that's working, and I'm like, oh, they'll give me free fries, and it never, I don't know what I'm getting out of it.
You guys didn't see, but he flipped his bangs when he said free fries,
and like two little dandruff like flakes fell down. What? Independence Day.
Alright, think good thoughts for all of us in our lives.
Our super secret serial killers.
But yeah, that's a fun game to play before this fucking doozy of a case.
I know, literally everyone asked for this.
You guys wanted this.
Yeah.
You're all terrified.
So just remind yourself of that when we get to how fucking awful this is.
The 800 turns that happen in the, like,
honestly, seriously, and like I told you guys, not to joke, not to be a Stefan about it, but this case has everything. Has everything. Child porn, murder, axes, fires. Got everything.
Religion.
That was pretty spot on. Mormons.
Mormons. Yeah.
Honestly, it really does. Yeah, we're clearly talking about the disappearance of Susan Cox Powell. It's dark.
It's such a
buckle
doozy.
Up.
Yeah. Honestly, trigger warning for anything you could possibly be triggered by.
Literally.
You're constantly triggered. Yeah.
Honestly. Yep. But you wanted it, so
here
you're
you
gonna
go.
Get it.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So for those of you who are not super familiar with the case, Susan Cox was born to parents Chuck and Judy, and she apparently always really wanted a family. She was a Mormon, or as they apparently prefer to be called, member of the Church of Latter-day Saints. Mm-hmm. That's where she met her husband, Josh, in 2000, and she was 19 when they met. He was 24. Mm. She got married also at 19 in 2001. Mm-hmm. I think they were dating for like literally 6 months.
Well, I think, yeah, like barely any time.
It was so short.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh is a good
man. Or 6,000 years in Mormon time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. too late for the Mormons.
Yes. They had two children, Charlie, who was born in 2005, and Brayden, who was born in 2007. And Susan went missing in 2009 at the age of 28. So then we get to Josh, who is a real fucking prince.
Yeah.
His parents were Steve and Terry. Her full name was Terica.
That's the name of a witch.
That's the name. Like, that is literally, that's like, ooh, there's a presence here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Terica's got two different color eyes.
Honestly, yeah.
And seven different color teeth.
Or it sounds like, Terica sounds like the name of a crystal that like your Reiki healer, whoever would use.
And, like, put on your temple.
Yeah.
This is a Terica to cleanse the senses.
Whatever. In any case, Josh was one sibling of four. their household was crazy. The parents divorced in 92. Josh kind of got dragged in the middle of it, and like Terry claimed that Steve would attack Josh, but it was more, I heard on Martini's a Murder, it was more mentally abusive and not really physically. He would also share porn with him and his male siblings, which is a yikes. Probably a form of abuse.
That's like a crime. Yeah, no, that is
clearly
a
right.
It's just wild.
Apparently, one time Josh threatened his mother with a butcher knife and killed his sister's either gerbil or hamster, some like small rodent, and made her touch the dead body. So this is his real serial killer trait.
That's the first foreshadow.
Josh also attempted to hang himself at least once. So very troubled.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a fun house to grow up in with your parents being divorced and your dad showing you porn with your brothers. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a guy, but that doesn't sound appealing to me.
Yeah, or like what you, anything that's normal.
No.
Like, are you guys watching Euphoria? Sign out.
No, what is that shit? Everyone's talking about it.
It's on after Big Little Lies, and it's literally just like all about these high school kids that all they do is like
drugs, right?
Sex, drugs, and like porn.
Same,
and
to be
steal.
Honest.
Yeah. It's like insane. Like there was one scene with like 525,600 cocks. Like it was all.
What? I heard. Were you the one that told me they actually had to cut some of the scenes because there were too many dicks?
Yeah. Like there
Wait,
was
are
so
you?
Too, hashtag two. Those are our fans. Too many dicks.
Too many okay. Dicks. At the 600,001th dick, right? they're like, nah, too many. We got to put
a
boundary.
All types of,
a lot of dicks. Yeah.
But that's what, there's a thing in that where the kid sees his dad's porn and like spirals and the whole thing like that.
Yo, fuck
yeah. Yeah, I think I never watch it because I always have to turn off after Big Little Lies and process.
Process, yeah.
Okay.
Process like Meryl's teeth.
And process Meryl's just whole being in that show. Oh. It's like, how is she creepier than everything? Like, she's so dark in that.
She is. I'm into it.
Anyway.
Okay, so then moving on to Josh and Susan as a couple and also Steve, Josh's dad.
Josh's dad.
Who's the, everyone is so vile in this besides Susan.
Yeah, because I guess to back all this up, which we didn't really say, but right, pretty much soon after they got married, Susan and Josh moved
in with
Steve.
Yeah.
To like save money or whatever.
Or just
I think it was to save money. I actually heard on Martini's and Murder that they were like in this room. I think that was like curtained off.
Ooh.
I think. Hold on. Let
they
me, like,
might
look
have
at my
been.
Notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They moved into the dad's house and there was like a sheet separating their room. So it was not, it was like cramped quarters. It was not.
It was just
a very
not,
comfortable situation.
Especially not where you want to be as like a newlywed.
Well, that's what I mean, right. When you're together as like, yeah.
But
at what like sometimes your quality of life is worth money.
Yeah.
Susan's sister did describe them as like a happy couple from the get-go. So it seems sort of like a happy thing for the both families. Like, okay, this is good. There's this cute new couple. So when they moved in with Josh's dad, they also decided they wanted to move to be closest to like all of Josh's family in general. But when they moved in, Steve developed a sexual obsession with Susan, which is just kind of terrifying.
Great.
Which is weird because I read this one thing, too, that said that when they actually got married, when they got married, that Josh's dad was overheard saying something to Josh. Steve was overheard saying something to Josh, like, I guess she'll do. I mean, she's not a lawyer or a doctor, but she'll do, which is so weird that he was like putting her down, but then obviously developed this.
But
like,
what did they
creepy
do?
Sexual relationship.
Like,
what?
Neither of them were like lawyers or doctors.
And also, she's
correct?
19.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she going to be Doogie Howser? Like, are you going to marry Neil Patrick Harris?
You're right.
This dad is just a fucking fool. He also used to, like, I think he used to blame her and said that she wore shorts and that's why he was getting so aroused.
Wow.
Checks out.
Summer season.
Yeah.
But speaking of like how disgusting he was in relationship to Susan, he would record her going to the bathroom, filming her and zoomed in on her private parts, talking about what he wanted to do to them.
Ugh.
All while she's in the bathroom. He stole her underwear, kept hair, kept nail clippings and used tampons.
I heard that the nail clippings were also dated.
Ew.
He put them in a bag and dated them.
He also would like send her nude photos of other men.
Yeah. He also like cut out her face and put her face on a bunch of different other naked women and would like film himself masturbating to that.
What the fuck?
Like this guy is twisted.
And you live with him.
Yeah.
Right. It's like
between a curtain.
I think I would flee a house for a hell of a lot less.
Yeah.
But certainly once I saw my face on other people's naked bodies, I would totally be out.
I don't think she knew about that until later on when his computer gets seized, which will definitely.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then another just gross in general. He wrote songs about her
under a pseudonym.
Ugh, what was the pseudonym?
It was something like
John
his
Mayer. No.
No, yeah.
Oh God!
Where is
don't
he
you no. drag my Johnny into the thing? It was. I think the name was still Steve something. It was like yeah. Lovejoy something. It was something ew. Kind of cheesy, like Steven something. But
oh my God!
So yeah. then, after a while of doing this, Steve ended up professing his love and feelings to Susan, and she obviously didn't reciprocate them yeah. because that's her. Dad-in-law, father-in-law.
Yeah, I think she's like, I'd like to just stay as, your daughter-in-law.
Yeah, and yeah. also, gross. What the hell is this? And then on top of all this, Josh struggled with a gambling addiction and filed for bankruptcy with over $200,000 in debt. So
that's a lot going on for that's, a young marriage.
This is a Jesus. Tumultuous household.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing.
Yep, yeah.
And then like that is the foundation like of this marriage. So then he poor stopped going Susan. To church and became increasingly more controlling over Susan, so she couldn't use phone and computers.
No.
He was like monitoring who she was talking to, things like that.
Her dad actually had to buy her a phone. It was just like, just in case you yeah. ever need this, which is a fucking red flag. If I'm somebody's mm-hmm. dad and I'm having mm-hmm. to buy my daughter a phone just in case,
like that's,
I'd be like, it's time.
It's time to go. The dad, I should usually be like, it's no, time. You're coming home.
Yeah.
And this is like, this is a habit. Josh did this with an old previous
yes.
girlfriend as well.
Yeah, yeah. He had yeah. another girlfriend
he had another
before.
Girlfriend who,
that said he was also really
yeah,
controlling.
She couldn't go home to visit her family. Like he had to come with her every time she went home. So one time she just flew away and
yep.
never came
and,
back.
And broke up with him over the phone.
Over the phone. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
so
God.
This guy has a fucking history and...
Of just like... And I think it's like just stems from all the men in this family. It seems like just like very weird feelings towards
like
women.
Like mentally abused. I think that she, you know... Reports say that she, I guess, thought he would change. That's why she, yeah. I guess, I mean, if any
don't
of us,
we all,
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Any of us would sit yeah. around and be like, bitch, why don't you leave? Like,
exactly.
But I think in your heart of hearts, you always think somebody is going to be better.
Well,
than,
yeah. And
than
no
that.
One who is abusive is shitty all the time, because otherwise you would be like, oh, duh. And obviously leave. But like they're good just enough of the time that you're always kind of looking for that glimmer and like you're looking
yep.
for that feeling to return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently if like, according to her sister, if they were okay at the beginning,
right.
You're right.
You're
hold
like
on.
Looking for that.
You hold on to that thing.
And then on top of major red flag number 800 is that yep. Josh and Susan took out $1 million life insurance on themselves and $250,000 riders on each boy. Mm-hmm. Which I mean, like after you realize like if someone is bankrupt and has debt and mm-hmm. then they take out a life
yep.
insurance policy, that's
mm-hmm.
kind of like. Okay. Like, call yeah. the Uber. Call the Uber. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
the
yeah.
one thing I feel like I'm learning from this podcast is like, should I never have life insurance?
I know.
I know.
I mean, first of all, I'm not worth anything to anyone. Like, my parents can cash out my 401k, I'm pretty sure.
They're like, we have seven like, hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a block of feta cheese sitting in a Fidelity Bank. That's
I'm
it.
Imagining Sarah going to her bank.
I know. With
I had like
cheese.
A deposit.
It's Greek. It's yeah. Greek.
Yes. Greek. Sometimes if I'm like really getting fancy, I'll put some halloumi in there.
I
you know.
Just, oh,
I love halloumi.
Halafa halloumi. Yeah.
That's a good grilled cheese.
Ooh.
Because it doesn't melt. Like, you can you grill it and it stays hard and
soft.
Yeah. Okay. It's very good. So
yeah. So those are my assets.
There's your just cheese, eggs, and olives. So if
in
somebody,
the Mediterranean region.
So yeah. if you do poison her through those foods. Just know that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, you're going to poison yourself. Yeah.
For dear Sarah's future husband. So let's do a little timeline of
yeah.
kind of like how this all went down. So 2008, this is kind of when Susan starts to be a little bit iffy. Like I think she kind of starts to realize that Josh isn't going to change. And she actually started to get fearful of Josh's behavior, that he would become abusive. So she made a video listing their assets in case anything happened to her.
That's like ugh.
Yeah, and I think this was kind of in
when you start doing that
yeah.
kind of shit.
When
yeah,
don't you think
that's
to just
fucking
be like,
crazy?
Go.
Yeah, when you start making like if you're watching this, I'm already dead type yeah. videos.
I think you're just so far
you
in it that
you're
crazy.
Blogs, yeah.
I think you kind of still have to hold on hope that like maybe you're
yeah.
thinking
well,
too much.
Well,
and
yeah,
too,
exactly.
And, like, she has two kids with him.
Right.
And,
I'm
like,
not trying to victim
yeah,
blame.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's crazy.
It's honestly it's wild. And she stated in the video that she like the main thing that she wanted to state was that there was extreme turmoil in her marriage. And she actually said, quote, if I die, it may look like an accident, even though it's not.
Yeah, she, I didn't write this article. I read it that she also made this like handwritten
yeah.
like makeshift will. And she
yeah.
also
yeah.
expressed that. And she put it in a safety
yeah.
deposit box. Like this is a fucking movie that
yeah.
the will also said, like, if I die, it's not an accident.
It said it actually was addressed to friends and family of Susan Powell. And then she wrote, and not Josh, husband. I don't trust him. Like, she specifically wrote, like, this crazy. Is my one thing.
No one at the bank could be like, police, you know, that's fucking crazy.
Or I also feel like, is that how wills work? I feel like they would have to.
No, you have to get them, like, drafted by a lawyer. That's what I'm saying.
I think she was just literally covering her bases and wanted to leave kind of, like, some breadcrumbs.
Yeah, that if signs start to point to something mal.
It's Josh. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, because she was also writing emails to friends saying that, like, he was getting moody and controlling and that she thought that, again, he might change, but she was pretty sure he was going to harm her. And so the summer before she went missing, she actually, Susan, had made plans to actually leave. But
which also is the most, like, when someone's in an abusive relationship, when they're making plans to leave is the time that they're most likely to get, like, actually killed because they're the most dangerous.
Yeah. Probably, because their behavior probably gets a little, and then the person, the person
Or if
knows.
The person, like, finds out, I think that's, like, you're the most likely to, like, have something really bad happen to
like,
you.
Because even, like, minor things that you could move around or start to pack or something like that, I feel like they if someone notice. Is so psycho, they take notes on that.
So sad. So in December 2009, the timeline for that is that December 6th, Josh, and this is kind of, this is, I remember when I read this, I kind of was like, okay, this could be BS, but this seems to be kind of what Susan's family believes what happened is that Josh made pancakes for what seemed to be the only time he had ever cooked.
Yeah, and a friend happened to be over at that point.
Yeah, and then Susan started to feel sick afterwards. So was she poisoned? We'll get into that.
Yeah, she, like,
with
goes
theories.
To take a nap, basically. Like, the friend leaves. She lays down because she's not feeling well.
Yeah, she lays down because she's not feeling well. In the morning of December 7th, which is the next day, Susan doesn't show up to work and the boys aren't dropped off at daycare. And so a bunch of kind of bells and whistles go off and relatives start to relatives actually report them missing. So at this point, we don't know what happened between Susan going to bed and the next morning. But the cops end up stopping by the Powell's house because of the report that they're missing.
Suspicions,
and so they're like, just go check on my family. Whatever.
Yeah, Josh was also reported missing.
Yeah,
because he was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, Josh was reported missing. He didn't even tell work he was missing a day because, you know, when they questioned him later, he's like, oh, I thought it was Sunday. And it was like a Monday. And it's like, buddy.
I mean, you did think it was Monday.
I mean, I've done that before.
I thought it was Monday.
But I always end up at work.
You
figure it out. Yeah.
Someone calls you.
Yes. But obviously, Josh was.
You look at a calendar.
Unreachable. Yeah.
You try to go to brunch, you realize it's a weekday.
Yeah. You could still have brunch on a weekday.
That's true.
They don't care. The mimosas are just full price. So so she's reported missing. The cops stop by the Powell's. This is kind of a sketchy type thing, is that they notice a large wet spot. One report said the couch, one report said the carpet, somewhere in the living room, and there's a fan blowing on it as if to dry it. There were a few blood splatters that were tested that later came back to be tested as Susan's and an unidentified male.
Can I interrupt?
You can.
Okay, Martinis and Murder said it was a damp sofa.
It was a sofa. Okay.
I'm not necessarily taking their word as gospel, but they're like Oxygen affiliated. Yeah. So like I trust their info generally.
A damn sofa.
Yeah.
Which is yikes.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, and we don't know. I mean, I don't know if the Oxygen, there's a great two-part documentary Oxygen that we have yet to watch. So there might be some
Oxygen.
Different details.
If you want to like throw us a free viewing screener, I'm not trying to pay $12 or whatever it is.
Oh, do we have to pay for it on Oxygen? Not on demand?
Didn't the one that the Maura Murray one, wasn't that on Oxygen?
Oh,
you had to pay for it.
But that was because it was six episodes. This is a two-parter.
Oh, well,
I don't know. Check it out. If you guys,
someone
if you guys
give
know
us a cable login.
I'm gonna try and look at my on-demand and see if it's there. But so it was a couch. Then there was a fan blowing on it. Blood splatter. So Josh, at this time, when Josh gets back, he gets back to basically, it was like, oh God, sorry guys, no, oh sorry. He claimed that he had took the boys camping. Even though there was
literally
a snowstorm
at midnight.
And it was midnight. Yes, this guy is a freaking Josh,
which is the worst lie ever. Like I've told some bad lies in my days, but like holy shit,
truly, and to not check in with the daycare, to not call into work, this guy just, I mean, his story is just wild and crazy. Back at the house, so all of Susan's things were still at home except her cell phone, which was actually in the van that Josh was using. So again, weird thing, you come back, Susan's not back, her phone, whatever. Cops ended up seizing the van, but Josh had already rented another car, and he took the SIM card out of his phone, which I also feel like is just kind of like, buddy, admission of guilt.
Yeah.
And he had activated a new cell phone 80 miles outside of Salt Lake City.
Suspicious.
Very wild, yes.
Didn't he also put like 800 miles on that car?
Oh, I don't know. I think he might have been. He was. I mean, he was a traveling man. He was going places. He was taking things places. Josh was
a lot of camping. He was going.
Yeah. Which and this campsite, by the way, the cops never found any trace of this thing that he was describing
because it doesn't exist.
It's not a real campsite. in other shady shit that was happening, Josh's brother Michael sold his car to a weird a used car lot in Oregon and then asked for a satellite video of the lot.
Huh?
That's right?
Can you even get that?
In 2001?
I guess in Oregon, people don't care.
No, this was 2009.
No, 2009.
This is 2009. Still,
yeah. That's 2001 to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anything before 2015.
There's this whole fucking Powell family is acting weird as shit. Josh obviously has the weirdest behavior. He's the husband. He's the one that's getting questioned the most. And cops were like, he seems so suspicious because he was unconcerned about her whereabouts, which like we talked about in that the honeymoon episode, people unconcerned because they know where the body is, you know? They know where they are. He liquidated her IRA. He canceled all her chiropractic appointments. You don't know she's not coming back.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he withdrew the kids from daycare.
Oh,
so,
can I add one more sketchy
shit.
Thing?
Yeah.
Apparently the same day, Steve also called out of work.
Of course.
Yep. I think I read that on Oxygen, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and so obviously all these things add up to a week after December 7th, Josh becomes a person of interest, you think? And here's the weirdest thing. This guy, it's like he has no fucking brain. This is in December.
No, he doesn't.
At the end of December, he was caught, like co-workers were saying, and he has said this multiple times because Josh, again, watches the crime shows, knew all this stuff. Josh told...
Clearly didn't learn anything.
Yeah, I know, no. Honestly. Told co-workers that if he were to hide a body, he would do it in a mine because they're dangerous to look for in a mine because of like falling rock and all this stuff. Josh!
No, you don't give suspected things.
I mean,
things.
Whatever. I'm glad he was
after,
so stupid.
Weeks after. But it's just like, it's just wild. It's just wild. So anyway, January 6th, after all this stuff, he ends up moving himself and the boys in with Steve back to Washington, where they're from.
I just feel bad that these kids are with...
Sidebar, this kind of reminds me of Abducted in Plain Sight because I was like, how could these people be so fucking stupid? No. And I'm like, oh, here's this guy who's also stupid. Although, shouts out to that one DMer who did like my abuse theory, but literally that's the only person. but you know what? There could be a bajillion people in a room who don't believe your theory and think it's crazy, but all
don't,
I need is one.
You found
Bring
your Cooper.
Gaga into this.
Yeah. Her lawyers would actually be mad.
Yep. Okay, so during the investigation, it comes out that Steve was obsessed with Susan, as we discussed in detail earlier. I wish to put those memories out of my head.
Yep.
His computer was seized. They found a ton of pictures of her, as well as many other girls, some as young as 8, on his computer.
Disgusting.
Nude. Steve is charged with voyeurism. And anything else? I thought he was charged
He was just charged with voyeurism for and he was sentenced to 7
years. I think he was arrested on, I read 14 counts of voyeurism and 1 count of child porn.
Okay, yeah.
In any case,
what he ended up serving
was less. I mean, you'd think
that
it would have to be more than just voyeurism.
He was charged with a lot, but
he only had to serve 7 years, which seems wild. You should die.
Right.
Because again, these pictures were of neighbor girls that they didn't know that he was taking. He was taking all these photos without anybody's fucking knowledge. It's just disgusting.
Wait, Steve, so were they naked? With these neighbors? That's what I thought I thought it was like random internet child porn.
I think he had both, but he was he had pictures of neighbor kids.
Oh, that's the voyeurism. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yep. And of Susan.
And all
obviously.
Of this with like two, even though they were boys, like 2 children at home, too.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. In this time, Josh loses custody of the boys. They're placed in the care of Susan's parents.
Which they should have been in the first
place.
It's
like, damn, where were you guys at this entire time?
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to blame them. Those poor people.
I know.
Okay. This is like the craziest part to me now.
Oh, I know.
guys, Josh and Steve make a website called SusanPowell.org where they just like decide to put their own random ass theories out there. Like, what usually when you see like sites for victims or like missing people, it's like resources,
hotlines,
like their last known whereabouts, a recent photo.
These fuckers
literally just put crazy crap. Like they claimed Susan was mentally unstable, they claimed that she abandoned the family to run off with
like,
another man.
It was like Formspring.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
It was like, oh, let's just use this to like point the finger everywhere else.
Yeah,
you fucking.
And I don't know
crazy
how
ass people.
Yeah, it
this
seems
guy can
crazy.
Be so stupid but make a website too. You know what I mean?
I know.
Squarespace wasn't around. It was hard back then.
I mean, they maybe had WordPress.
Yeah.
They definitely had WordPress.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. These people,
they had
suck.
Something.
They had something.
They made a website, SusanPowell.org.
Yeah. They also tried to prove she was mentally unstable by giving a judge her teenage journal.
Yeah.
But then the judge issued a permanent injunction that they were never allowed to publish any of that.
Yeah, because it was like God. A teenager. And they you were like, imagine. She's mentally unstable. Yeah. They're like, she was a fucking
everyone
child.
Is mentally unstable when you're a teenager. I know, I was gonna say, you're so
if
dramatic.
If we all ran around here and read what was in our teenage journals, we'd be locked up.
Oh, yeah. Nope. You I'm would just kill, you
could I'd
kill
be me committed. On
spot. Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, I would act like the diary was a person. I'd be like, I'm so sorry I haven't written in you in days.
I know. Why did we all do that?
A person.
I know. It was just like crazy things going on. It was just going to school.
Where I was like, hey, what's up, diary? Like, yeah. I feel like it's because of, did you guys watch Doug?
Yeah.
On Nickelodeon, he's like, dear journal, how are you doing today?
Doug made us all crazy. I refuse to blame Doug.
Yeah.
Doug.
Also, apparently Josh and... What?
I just said abducted in plain sight.
Abducted.
Guys, what the
off
fuck?
The rails.
It's because we're sober.
Yeah, Josh.
True. Whenever we're sober, we have a wild
honestly,
episode.
Honestly, it's true. We are sober. I was surprised nobody brought wine this time. Whatever.
That's subtle shade.
I thought they already have some.
I know. Because
you were like, we always have some here.
Oh, yeah, I know. We just didn't get any. Whatever.
Damn
bitch. Like, we're all hydrating with
damn
water.
I know. Like, betches. Nobody decided to grab any.
Shit.
In any case, Josh's computer was found to have cartoons depicting incest, bestiality, and child porn, but because they're not real, he's not charged with anything.
That is such a weird rule to me.
Yeah.
I know.
He was also, they were cartoons. It was wild.
Yeah. And he's also like allowed supervised visits with his children.
But we skipped over the crazy thing that they tried to claim on SusanPowell.org.
They tried to claim it was a smear campaign by the Mormon church.
No, but there was just by coincidence, there happened to be a journalist in Utah that also went missing around the same time. So they're like, she left with him. They were having an affair. They live in Brazil now.
She's boy
Why
crazy.
Brazil?
Because they didn't think that anybody would go to Brazil. Because
I think that's the
them.
Only other place well, this guy knew besides.
Yeah. It's like,
He just happened to be watching Brazil? TV when Brazil came up.
Yeah.
Samba Brazil.
Yeah. He played a lot of Street Fighter Brazil. That's all.
Yeah. So basically, these people are fucking garbage.
They're crazy. But yeah. And her family was like, she terrible. Would never abandon her kids. Like, she would absolutely never, because they were like, she abandoned us. Like, it's just, she would never do that.
Fuck these people. Yeah.
And for a little breakdown of like how, because while all of this is happening, there are two children existing and dealing with all of this change and things like that. So Charlie and Brayden, while away from Josh and Steve,
this is wild.
Yeah. One of the kids says that mommy went camping with them but did not come back. So that already goes against Josh's story.
This is full on horror movie like shit. Like, you can't write
more
kids being like, mommy didn't come back.
I know. One of the kids made a comment too, like, mom is staying in the park where the crystals are. She's like, what?
That's Terica.
Terica.
You're right. We found her.
We found her. But then Brayden drew a picture of a car with his family in it. So it's him, his brother and dad, and then says mommy's in the trunk.
Yep.
Oh my fucking God.
That's what I'm saying. This
sorry,
is,
but that's evidence to me. Kids like don't lie with that shit.
Why would they draw that?
And it happened when they were away from Steve and Josh. Yeah.
So they were just drawing. And also they're just drawing what they know and what they feel and what they saw.
Yeah.
And another time at school, when one of the children is being reprimanded, the teacher says, I'll tell your mom and dad, to which they replied, my mom's dead.
Yeah.
So through all of this, everyone is suspecting she's missing, but the boys obviously most likely saw that this murder happened.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Which is like not the worst part, but kind of.
It's just, there's so many worse parts.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It just goes from worse to worse. Yeah.
So Michael Powell, sniffer dogs reacted to the trunk of his car. That
you
was
mean
sold.
Cadaver dogs?
The article I read kept calling them sniffer
what
dogs.
What is a sniffer dog? I've never
thing.
Heard that
Girl.
Before.
It's a sniffer dog. Okay.
You never been on a Friday night and had a sniffer dog?
It's a sniffer dog.
They didn't
dog.
Have those at the Coney Island hot dog challenge?
Oh my God.
The sniffer dogs. Like, they sniff and they're dogs. What is your problem with this, Sarah?
I've never heard this term.
Sorry, I don't know what feta is, Sarah.
Read a book about the Powells. They'll talk about the sniffer dogs.
Oh, side note, that entire book, I'm so stupid.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody we'll get into it. Yeah, someone wrote a book. Everyone always fucking writes a book. Everyone who... It's always the person
I
at a crime
write a
who
book
shouldn't write a book
it.
That ends up writing a book.
Yeah it's like oh, you were the lead detective. You were the person's lawyer. Why are you writing a book?
When it's, and then it's just like the ice cream guy down the street was like, what I saw. And it's like a bestseller.
They liked mint, which always means crazy. Like, come on, bro.
But then he defended his brother and father and said that voyeurism was made up when clearly... it wasn't, because
there was photographic evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in January 2012, he, everyone knows that he also was the person who made the .org website, he accused Susan's parents of abusing the boys.
Yeah, he made a whole different website for that, like, to accuse Susan's parents that essentially Google took down.
Because it violated all the terms and conditions.
Here's the crazy thing. I think that these people were Mormons, but they would have done very well in the Scientology church.
I mean,
these are all the Scientology tactics, like, to discredit these people through, like, SEO.
Oh my God, you're right.
And buying website domains in their name, doing crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret Scientologists.
Secret Scientologists.
Another potential fan name. We just make our own Secret Scientology. So then in February 5th, 2012, social workers bring the boys to Josh's rental house for his supervised visit. Mm-hmm. And he tells the boys he has a surprise for them. And as soon as they get in the house, he slams the door on the social worker. And this gets kind of...
Yeah, this is sad.
Very sad. So she calls 911 and wasn't really being treated well by them.
Yeah, if you listen to Sword and Scale, which is it's a very dark podcast, but they play the whole 911 call, and it will make your stomach turn, because this woman is clearly like, something is wrong. I smell gas. And the 911 operator is essentially being like, ma'am, there's real crimes. Like, blah, blah, like, mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm telling you, like, the boys are in there. I think something's wrong. And then
minutes later, with Josh and the boys inside the house, blows up.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, it was seen with the, when they were examining the boys' bodies, that there were hatchet or like kind of
oh
like
my gosh.
Intense hatchet markings, wounds, yeah. Hatchet wounds near their like necks and limbs. That and Josh was found with like a hatchet near him.
Oh my gosh.
So and it comes out obviously like that Josh had been planning this.
Why would you choose a hatchet? That's the most brutal way to kill your kids.
To look at your,
good way to kill
your kids. No, but a hatchet, come on.
It's brutal. I mean,
that's
this guy is
so
a
brutal.
Sick individual.
And that just shows, like, from start to finish, every fiber in his body was
planning
evil.
This. Yeah, he was evil. He planned, like, so up until, I mean, they say that this is kind of what had happened, is that Josh had learned that he wouldn't be getting custody of his kids back. And I guess he...
kidding.
Yeah, I know. So I guess he was like saying, I was like, I don't want to live without Charlie and Brayden. So he, days before this happened, he actually gave the kids toys away to Goodwill. He put aside some money for his siblings to pay for his bills. All of his siblings, by the way, supported him except for one. There's one sister in 2011 that said that she thinks that he was behind Susan's murder. The rest of his family was kind of, but I think she actually even later recanted it.
No.
We were all rooting for you. But he put aside money for his siblings to pay his bills. He emailed his attorney to say sorry, goodbye, and he called loved ones from inside the house before it blew up and just said, I'm so sorry to everyone I've hurt. Goodbye. Mm. Brutal.
Truly brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as Michael Powell, he fought Susan's family over the $1.5 million in life insurance. You complete bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2013, he committed suicide. Many speculate it's because police suspected him of helping to dispose of Susan's body. And they also think they were close to arresting him after he talked about reconciling with Susan's family, which many took as an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
That seems a little convoluted to me, the whole admission of guilt thing. But like, come on, it's clear he was involved.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it seems like he was fighting his family, her family. And then he all of a sudden wanted to like reach out to an olive branch.
He was fighting and then was like, oh, okay, I'll give it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something weird like that. He was a weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve went to prison for 7 years, which is not enough time. He died in 2018. Good fucking riddance.
Mm-hmm.
So basically with Steve, Michael, and Josh dead, anybody who knows anything about Susan is dead. So this case is like dead in the water.
It kind of stinks. I actually also read this thing that said that when Steve was in jail, when he was told about the house blowing up and he showed no emotion, he was only pissed at the person, the like bailiff or whatever that told him. He was like mad at them, but he had
for
like,
what? For telling him?
For telling him.
What?
This guy's crazy.
He didn't care about his own son blowing up.
If he didn't show it. I mean, like, this guy's out of his rocker.
Truly the worst. Is this the worst family in the world? Like, could they be?
I know.
Yeah. Find a worse family, DM us, NATC pod.
Yeah.
But like, so far, find a worse family. These people might literally be the worst family in the world.
Except for the one sister that apparently has said, you guys are all gross.
She's like the Janet Jackson of the Jackson family.
Yes. No, I thought it was LaToya.
Oh, yeah.
No, LaToya, I don't know. Whatever. Went on The Masked Singer.
Oh, I just meant.
Oh,
in
I meant
terms
for being
of,
like in terms of like on the right side of the.
Yeah,
you know,
I
the
meant allegation.
Not
wise.
In terms.
No,
of,
I think LaToya is still one of the bad ones. That's like fighting.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought she
too.
Said so and then recanted that.
The only
I don't
one
remember.
I think that's good is there's like a brother who took custody of the kids because oh, yeah. everybody else was fighting for money.
Jesus this, Christ. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Quick, right, so quick Jackson interlude there. We apologize.
So then kind of just some overarching updates about this case, because all of this, obviously, we've been saying some dates from like a few years ago and things like that. In 2013, they officially closed the investigation to find Susan because all signs
they just said everything
kind of,
had kind of
to,
all the leads had just run dry.
Yeah. Everyone who knows anything is dead. Yeah.
And
no
so
bones or body have been
her
found.
Father, Charles, wins the battle against one of Josh's sister and Josh's mother who were trying to get control over Susan's estate, which is insane how they even... Yep. Had that in the first place.
Well, because of the money.
Money, yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted to have her declared legally dead so they could collect the insurance money. Mm-hmm. But Charles was still in a battle with the Department of Social and Health Services, claiming they prioritizes Josh's rights as a parent over the children's safety facilitating their death. And I mean, I personally feel like that is
100%. Yeah, but the first judge threw it out. The first judge was like, sorry. Yeah.
But that didn't go through, so it sent to Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit.
Which I only know about because of Making a Murderer.
Yes.
Except that when I read that, I was like, I know what that is.
In court,
that's Ninth
higher.
Circuit.
That's more court.
High.
Yeah, that's more.
That's more court.
Short circuit. Court. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it went to trial January 2019.
So pretty recently.
Pretty recent, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and now Susan's family is trying to pass a law that would block visitation rights for parents being investigated for murder, which, not a law?
I know, also, you think it would exist.
I know, it's also, their law would only be for Washington and I think Oregon right now. Or,
guys,
like,
what
so
the
it's not
the
even
bar
a whole thing.
The bar is the floor.
Literally. Yeah. We need to get on the ninth bar, like ninth circuit level.
Yeah, that's really fucking sad.
Yeah, and it's also wild that they're like still fighting for things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. But this went to trial in January of 2019. Do we know what happened or it's still going on?
That's just kind of where the article
is.
Yeah.
Matt Slow.
I know. We could look it up. But that was just everything I read just kind of had said that they were in trial.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So
is this the saddest? I think this may be the saddest.
I know. I'm depressed now.
And I feel like we had a note to like talk about our theories. But I mean, I think it seems pretty obvious what happened here.
I don't know if I know. Do you guys? Well, here's one theory that obviously that her dad's there. Do you guys think that he poisoned her with the pancakes, put her in the car?
Yeah.
What do you guys think the timeline? How do you think he did it? Let's just go. Because I think we all think that he did it, right?
I definitely think the.
Like, yeah. No shit.
We no all one's going to just. No one's going to just randomly cook. Do you know what I mean? I feel like
I think that's like that sounds like a bit of an exaggeration to say he never cooked. Like they were married for years.
I mean, pancakes.
In years.
Yeah.
It was pancakes for dinner.
Does microwave count?
Oh, it was dinner.
It was dinner. Yeah. It was pancakes for dinner.
And
I mean,
also because it's probably
I'm
easy
saying,
to put because like the batter putting things in it.
Look, I'm not saying he didn't poison her. I'm just saying to say that he never once
it's like
cooked.
That.
It's either he was. I mean, we do know he was the worst husband in the world, but. Mm-hmm. It's either that or a bit of an exaggeration.
But do you think...
Even still.
But here we go. Here's the fact of the wet couch. Do we think that she was not poisoned at all, but that he actually just killed her at home and put her in the car?
With the
like
stains.
On the couch? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she went to nap on the couch.
And that's
when
she
that's
tired.
What I'm wondering. Like, do you think he maybe just
that's
like...
That's kind of what I think.
Strangled her, did something
strangled
to
her,
her on the couch?
Her, yeah.
What I if he poisoned her with the pancakes, then she went to take a nap on the couch?
Or like put a sleeping pill in there or something.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Because there's two things. There's the pancakes with the lack of cooking and the being sick after. And then there's the wet spot and the blood splatter.
Mm-hmm.
Which, but here's the thing.
Did we even talk about the blood splatter?
Yeah. We said it was one was,
it was
her
like
and an unidentified male. And if there's anything
did
from
I black
that,
out? Yeah.
You blacked out. For that,
what's in your water bottle?
Yeah.
Sarah, we tell.
Vodka.
But no, because there was that show that we were talking about on Netflix, that new one, where they were saying blood splatter, like that one old woman got convicted when the blood could have literally been from her from any time. So we don't know
wait,
that.
Wait, literally,
about the
I've been
splatter.
Watching that on Netflix.
Wait, have you?
Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. They were
is
like,
it infuriating?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what my roommate said. She's like, don't watch it. It'll make your blood boil.
So depressing.
Yeah.
And then that boiled blood will get you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get put away for murder.
But so we don't know if that blood from Susan was from then or from any other time. But
I don't
the
think
fact
it actually
that
matters.
A big wet couch spot is a little weird.
I don't think it matters. I feel like it's like we can all agree that like obviously Josh or Steve or Michael or all of them killed her. Probably Josh.
But they didn't find anything, I guess. No reports said that when they seized the van that they found anything but her cell phone. Right? They didn't find any DNA of hers in the car.
Well, I feel like it kind of like when the boy said that she was in the trunk, I feel like they would just wrapped her up.
But they would have, that's true. But I'm like, yeah, it's wild to think like.
But that didn't the cadaver dog sniff Michael's car? So maybe
the brother's car.
Sniffer dogs. Yeah. I will not say that shit.
Sarah, they please, were called sniffer dogs.
That sounds so juvenile.
If they want to identify as a sniffer dog, they're a sniffer dog.
Yeah.
Guys. Oh my God.
But that's right. She could have, I guess, been in Michael's car. But then there was also never really. It's like they sniffed it out. But if we know anything from the Madeleine McCain documentary.
And one of the episodes sniffer in dogs related, Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Also.
They do nothing. Yeah.
They're dogs.
Yeah. A dog's purpose was not about sniffing. It was about helping Harrison Ford heal.
Harrison needs healing. But so that's. But here's the thing is that if she was in either one, this is why the poisoning thing might be a thing, because there was no blood found in either one of the cars.
Right.
So yeah. I could so see maybe it. They did. Maybe he strangled her while she was sleeping or something. I think something this guy's like fucking stupid. Body, we have nothing.
I don't think he could have covered up like or cleaned a bloody couch in less than a day. Like, I don't think that it was like.
You think it's just a coincidence that there was a weird couch thing and then.
Well,
it was
he could have
poisoning?
Been cleaning it, but I don't think it was like blood covered. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's just a weird thing to be like, okay, wait, let me go. Okay, so breakfast, pancakes for dinner.
No, that's why I'm buying. Clean, that's I'm what I'm saying. That's why I'm buying. Go camping. No, that's why I'm buying the pancakes theory.
Yeah.
Is because it would not probably be like super messy. And it's mm-hmm. it's like if you get stabbed on a couch or something, like you're not cleaning that shit out of a couch. No. You got to throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just does also seem like a weird thing to do before. But I'm just saying with the timeline of like, okay, poison my wife, wet down my couch and then go. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a weird timeline to have a wet couch in the middle of this.
The mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes. Heather Miller.
Heather Miller. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, that's what I'm saying. Like, the couch is weird that it was just, like, why was it wet in between this poisoning?
Yeah.
Hashtag damp couch. What are your thoughts? Ew. Does anybody
have, bro, you brought up damp. You were the one who was like, actually, guys, it's damp couch.
I'm sorry. It's damp but couch. I didn't try to make it into a movement.
A bowel movement. Ew. That's why that couch is damp.
Gross. Stop it. So that's the only thing. That's why I don't know. I feel weird. I feel weird about it. I feel weird about the wet couch.
You feel weird about hashtag
I do. I feel weird about the hashtag damp couch.
If you guys
couch.
Have a damp couch, please hashtag DM it.
Oh my God.
Eyes.
No damp couch DMs. I don't want that in my
no
life.
DC
I'll
DMs.
Block you. Yeah. No.
No. Danny, take a lap. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Danny, go home.
But before we sign off, follow us on Instagram, NATCpod. We love you guys. Keep DMing us. We're a bit slower to respond, but like literally because we have so many DMs.
Yeah.
So just we love be patient.
I know. It's like
I
my
think
nighttime
we respond
routine.
To all of you.
Yeah.
I know. I also can tell when I go on, I can tell which one of you have responded.
Because I'm like,
Danny's like Danny's, yes, girl, drink that wine.
I know. Danny's like, ooh, like, don't cry for me, yeah. Argentina. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's just
Sarah.
A video of me like,
ooh. And all of Sarah's are always like, what? What? Literally, what?
Sarah's like, okay. I'm like, girl, love him or leave him.
No, because like people are like, yeah, so my super secret serial killer trait is like, I just like to go out and stand in traffic and see what happens. And I'm like,
Sarah's like, what?
And I go, bitch, you crazy. Yeah. And I said 98 emojis.
And then I just like it and say, thanks for sharing.
Casey's fucking cold.
And I am boiling hot.
I say thank
both
you.
In my DMs and in this room.
No, I'm nice to them. We're all doing our best.
No, you're just very clinical. You're like, thank you so much for passing this along.
I want them to feel. I want you guys to feel appreciated.
I want you to know that we're professional.
What? Sarah doesn't even WU. What? Somebody will be like, oh my God, I love your guys' podcast. You're like, what?
She's like, I watched that documentary already.
Yeah. I already saw that. We already did that in season one.
No, I say it nicely. I don't use caps. Oh my God. You guys are so mean. We love you.
Sarah's going to, now she's going to murder you with a pigeon. She's going to follow
she's
me to my
there,
bodega
she's
tonight.
Not, she's not answering any of your DMs anymore.
Yeah. Also, that's for them. I'll change the password. Lock you guys out.
No! I love the password.
The new password. Everyone can hack us. It's hashtag damp couch. Damp couch one.
Don't bring it back. We had left it in the past. A hole.
Is that just our new sign up? Should we make t-shirts?
No! No!
My eyes are so bright right now.
No! No, I don't like damp couch.
our t-shirts just, what?
What? NATC pod. What? Anywho, follow me on Instagram @casebaseb. I'll also be, listen, I'm going to turn this ship around. I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina on July 19th and July 20th with my boyfriend, Robbie. And we're going to co-headline, and it's at a place called La Zoom. So if any of you are in Asheville.
Sounds classy.
Also, I'm in Connecticut a couple days after that. I know somebody already reached out and wants to come at Comics, Mohegan Sun.
Ooh.
And I'll be there. Sarah, let me have my moment to
Sarah,
shine.
Sarah, she's a professional podcaster. Thank you so much for inquiring about our podcast.
Thank you so much for inquiring. I'll be at Comics at Mohegan Sun July 25th, 26th, 27th.
I feel like you're at Mohegan Sun a lot.
Lately,
Is it a good place?
Been there. You know, it's fine. I have
unless you're working at Mohegan Sun and you're listening to this, in which case it's the best.
It's great. No, they've been very nice to me to let me go up this many times. It's so funny though. The sound guy was like, because I went back to back, and he's like, "If you're here next weekend, I might kill myself." And I'm like, "Fair." Oh, wow. I'll come back in 2 weeks with still no stuff. Bye. No new stuff. No new jokes in 2019. Okay.
No new friends. No new jokes.
No new friends. No new jokes. Anyway, Danny,
and you
ahead.
Can follow me at Cashmere Danny. Cashmere with a K. And if you're in New York, July 25th, Union Hall. Pass the Ox Beyonce.
We need to go. Sarah,
yeah,
we
should
go.
That sounds fun.
Because we did the show in Philly. And there
what's
was
the
some,
date?
July 25th. It's a Thursday.
I'm gone.
Oh, you are.
Well, I wrote January 25th. You have to show on January 25th so that this date will always be there.
Yeah. Save this piece of paper. I don't want to.
It's got all the Powell stuff.
This is like
so
a blood
creepy.
Oath.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you got going on?
Literally nothing. Just living my life on Instagram. She's, Sarah F. Carter. I post my tweets.
Whatever. You're writing articles all the time. You're going to write an article about Cara Delevingne tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. You just gave me an assignment, not even my editor.
Professional podcaster.
Thank you so much.
Truly. So great.
Thank you so much for inquiring.
So great. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. Today's very dark but very appropriate sign-off that we may have used before, but I don't remember, so fuck it, comes from The Marley MCD. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to Not Another True Crime Podcast. Well, that escalated quickly.
Betches.